Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School with another installment of the KWCA podcast. The Hoxie Indians are no stranger to the leaderboard at the state tournament. The school appears in results from the state tournament in the early 1930s, far ahead of the establishment of Keisha in 1956. The team has 10 state championships to its credit, spanning the 1960s through the early 2000s. Current head coach Mike Porsche is a product of the program, who was a two-time state medalist under legendary Kirk Baker, who was a new 2007 KWCA Hall of Fame inductee. He later coached as an assistant under Baker before taking over as head coach at the start of the 1995-96 season. Porsche has continued the high standards for the program with 9 top 10 state finishes, including 2 runner-up teams and 3 that have finished in third place. The 2019 team, with only 4 state qualifiers, was one of those trophy teams when they finished in third place behind champion Eureka and runner-up Colby. On that team was son Dayton, who captured his 4th state championship and is now a freshman at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. He is the 2019 KWCA 3T1A Senior Wrestler of the Year. Mike joins us on the line today from his farm in western Kansas. Coach Porsche, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Pat. Glad to be here.
All right, the 2019-20 season will mark the first time in 6 straight seasons that you won't have either your sons Tristan, Dayton, or both in the lineup. How will that impact the program and you personally as you prepare for the season ahead?
Well, it'll be kind of getting back to my roots. You know, and when I first started coaching, I didn't even have kids, wasn't even married. So kind of get back to that. It'll be strange. It's been, you know, 6 years is a long time to get adjusted to something, and it'll be different. I'm not sure how it'll impact it. You know, they were pretty successful guys for the program, so they'll have some shoes to fill, but we've got some good young guys coming up that can hopefully do a good job in their place.
So Tristan had a great high school career and went on to compete in college, and Dayton has now settled into life as a D1 student-athlete at UNI. How much do you expect to be able to see Dayton compete this year?
Not as much as I'd like. You know, we'll try to make some opens. The plan for him right now is to redshirt, and, you know, I kind of imagine that will stay that way. So hopefully we'll get to see some of his early opens, and, you know, them redshirts, they don't get a lot of action after the first of the year, you know, typically. So, you know, hopefully we'll get to see some of his early opens and then see what pans out. And thank goodness for internet and live streaming.
Yeah, that helps. The truth, yeah. So you came through the Hoxie program yourself and spent many years in the club, middle school, and as assistant before taking over the head coaching role. With that perspective, what does Hoxie High School Wrestling mean to you?
Means everything to me. I mean, it gave me a chance to learn how to wrestle and compete, you know. I mean, and that's from the club level on up as a competitor and also as a coach. It allowed me to stay in the sport of wrestling for a very long time, and I think my passion for the sport has grown tremendously through. So to me, that's the biggest thing, and that's kind of what I want the kids to get out of it, you know, hopefully some success along the way, but, you know, hopefully a lifelong love for the sport, and no matter whether they wrestle a little bit at the club level or all the way through high school, and they're a state champion or you know, just maybe not reach that level of success, but just to have that passion for the sport and to give back to it when they're, you know, done as a competitor and you know, keep the sport alive wherever they end up.
Take me back to your time under Coach Kirk Baker. The longtime coach is in the KWCA Hall of Fame for a reason. What was it about him that made the program so successful during his era?
I think Kirk let wrestlers wrestle the way they each needed to wrestle. You know, we weren't a team that was really known for any specifically thing. You know, we had kids that were very good on their feet. We had good kids that were good, you know, on the mat, on riding. We had some kids that were really good at pinning and stuff, but he kind of had a niche for helping them develop the styles that suited them best, I think, and just kind of a pretty relaxed approach to it all. And we had a lot of years where we had a lot of contact with kids from kids level on up to high school, basically kind of the same philosophy of coaching and stuff. And I think that really helped. So, but just being flexible with them and letting them find their way in the sport.
So the height of the Baker era may have been the 2002-2003 team that racked up 218.5 points at the state tournament and came away with 11 state medals. That team outdistanced runner-up Norton by 74.5 points. How did the Indians put together such a performance at that tournament?
Again, just a lot of contact with the kids. We had some really special kids and that bought into being that way. We had a lot of kids on that team that were second generation, wrestlers for Hoxie, and had a lot of dads of the kids on that team that had been on teams that had been very successful under Bill Pickenpaugh and stuff. And I think that that tradition really helped. You know, I think them guys at that time, wanted to really, they felt the tradition and really wanted to build upon it. And I think that was a big help to it. I think maybe out of that team, there's only maybe one wrestler that didn't have either an uncle or a dad or a grandpa or something that wasn't up on our, list of state champions or state placers. So out of 13 kids on that team, that was probably the thing that stood out the most to me as I look back on that, that the tradition really showed through. And, since then we've had opportunities to have several second generation or kind of entering maybe a third generation wrestler coming up on a freshman class. So that tradition was really, really great.
And that kind of leads to the next question. You're a humble guy, but your work with the developmental programs at the kids, middle school, and then as an assistant can't be understated. Speaking in general terms, how important is it for a high school program to have a solid kids and middle school program that serve as feeders to the high school?
No, I think it's absolutely important. Absolutely important because, the wrong type of development can you lose those kids before you ever get them into the high school level. And there's some people that do a way better job than we do. But we're also an area with limited resources. So as far as, sometimes playing a double role is out of necessity, not that it isn't also a choice, but we've always tried to get, I've got a lot of former wrestlers that are kind of running the middle school and, kids level club now, which is really great. But that is, if you get the wrong type of thing going on, sometimes you lose those kids before they ever get to high school. And that's my main goal was to keep them out until high school, and keep them kind of growing at whatever pace, whether it was a real fast pace or a slow pace, depending on the individual, and just keep them out and keep them loving the sport.
So by my calculations, this will be your 25th year as head coach at Hoxie. What are your most fond memories as you reflect on that career?
Well, I guess obviously being able to coach my sons and hopefully not screw up the whole deal too much. They might have been better wrestlers without me in their corner, but it's the kids. The kids and the connections you've made over the years, hopefully being able to impact them in a positive way, and being able to coach or being at least a part of a couple of four-time state champions is pretty special. That's something that doesn't happen, very often, let alone to be able to be in the corner when two guys have accomplished that feat. And maybe the biggest part is just some of the connections we've made with kids that maybe didn't reach that level of success, but poured their heart and soul into it, and they're still willing to talk to you, and after it's all said and done. And those, you really impacted that, they didn't reach that goal of being a state champion or maybe even a state qualifier, but man, they just poured everything into it. And you get invited to weddings and you share in their life beyond the 4 years or 6 years, whatever you get to coach them. And that's, to me, the best part of it is that connection that you get to make.
So you're a rancher, not a teacher at Hoxie High. How does being a Rule 10 coach impact you and your coaching role?
Well, it gives me a little flexibility. It sometimes helps, I think, because sometimes I think kids get tired of seeing teachers and, they don't see me off and on through the day, and then maybe have some conflict there personality difference or whatever. But by the same token, it's a little tougher to get the contact with the kids, you know, and maybe get some kids out that you maybe miss over the time. But it works. And same token, I think some, just in my opinion, that if you spent more time around the kids, sometimes you'd rub into personality issues there that that you don't when you only get them for, you know, a few hours at the end of the day or something. So I try to make it work and try to balance it. And but there's a lot of early mornings when you got to get up and feed cattle and then go to a weigh-in. So that's a part that's not ever real fun, but that's life.
What is the outlook for the 2019-20 season? Who are the returners that you expect to pick up where they left off from last year? And what newcomers do you hope will have an impact this season?
I'm really excited. We're going to be young. We'll have a couple of good seniors. Of course, Dylan Weimer's a returning state champion and is, you know, going to be a senior this year. So we'll expect you know, him to pick up and be a real solid performer for us. Junior that was a state medalist that's still kind of a newcomer on a lot of people who can't hold him under the radar anymore, and people are figuring out that he's pretty tough. And then a sophomore that was fourth place last year, Drew Bell, which we expect a lot of good things from. He put a lot of time in this summer. That kid really worked his tail off and stuff that he hasn't really done before. So one of the hardest working kids I've ever coached and a real coachable kid. So them guys will provide a good base for us. And then we've got a lot of good incoming freshmen that have also spent a lot of time in the summer in the room freestyling and have been on some schoolboy teams and just have done the extra stuff that they need to jump right into the lineup and hopefully make the transition to be a high school varsity wrestler a little easier on them. So we're going to be young, but we're going to be pretty scrappy, I think. And some kids that, you know, they may be freshmen, but I've had, you know, quite a bit of contact with them in the off seasons for 3 or 4 years now. So a good relationship built with them. So I'm really excited. We just have to see what we can do.
So we've been visiting with 2019 KWCA 3218 Coach of the Year, Mike Porsche of Hoxie High School. Coach, thanks for giving us the time. Congratulations and good luck on the upcoming season.
Hey, thank you, Pat. I appreciate it and appreciate the exposure you give us and what you're doing there.
So this has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA Podcast. Time is running out to make your plans to attend this weekend's 2019 KWCA Fritz Noer Fall Clinic in Salina. Get your registration in the mail today or submit it online at the KWCA website. We'll see you in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.